Lunar nights. The word disease. That, claims the doctor, is what the long sleepless nights of exile should be called. An unruly tide which suddenly raises the pulse of the nocturnal roaming. The magical exaltation first hit me 50 years ago. It seems like yesterday. I try to explain to William, who occupies the bed next to mine. Ageless and outside time, the apathetic Sir S is woken only by certain exotic words. It was a silvery night, made for sleepwalking, like 5,000 years ago, and like this one now, I try to explain to Willie. They threatened to shot me, they hit me, took my clothes off and rolled me on the ground, but Nathan shouldn't be hearing all this, said Maria as she squeezed me, Nathan, in her arms, while taking from her suitcase the clothes and canned food and chocolate and crayons that she had brought along for her exiled little prince. She had covered hundreds of kilometers by train, sledge, car, and army lorry to reach Sinai, as the sentries mockingly called our camp on the Ukrainian steppes. I had another two cases, but they stole them from me, the madwoman babbled excitedly. Everything was selected and paid for by Ossie, your cousin. He behaved like an angel, you know him, with his important manners. You know his nickname, don't you? It was then, in the tense of the decisive night, that I first heard of Oscar Feingold, the Duke of Anvers. No one could have torn from me the strange incantation that the comet of fantastic words bestowed on me in the darkness of that sick autumn. I was left with this word the next day, after the guards had confiscated the butter, fur hats, blanket, chocolate, scarves, and crayons, and after they had chased away Maria, the sinful Christian woman determined to stay and die among the damned of Sinai. The Duke of Anvers, mumbled Will as he came back to life. Anvers! Child Willie rejoiced in expectation of the journey, eager for the story that would suit his agitation. Yes, in the night of that 1942 night, Father kept telling the story of Cousin Feingold, son-in-law of pious Nathan, whose name I bore.